this week, we spoke about anticipating, waiting for Matan Torah. And of course, that's important, but that's not where the Avodah finishes. All the Sfarim tell us, the Zohar, Kadmonim, Rishonim, that Sfiras Omer is a time of preparation, preparing for Matan Torah. And I think the first thing we have to understand is that why do we need to prepare? Why does Shavuos require preparation more so than any other yontif? Pesach also has its growth, Sukkot. And we don't find that there's a period of preparation, certainly not in the Torah. Hashanah, we have El, not in the Torah, but no one's telling us to prepare. And somehow over here, the Torah is telling us, prepare. Count the days to Matan Torah, prepare yourself. And that's what I want to discuss. Why it is that over here you need preparation. Okay. So I want to start with a question, a very interesting question. The Mishnah Navi says an interesting thing. The Mishnah says that Gedola Torah, the first Mishnah says there's three Ksarim, there's Kesah Kuna, Kesah Malchus, and Kesah Torah. And then it says Gedola Torah from the other two. Why? Because the other two have their certain amount of Kinyanim, and Torah has the 48 Kinyanim of Torah. That's what the Mishnah says. But I have something to think about, maybe you noticed, maybe you thought about. And that is, if you look at the Kinyanim of what's called the other things that Kuhuna is Niknis Bahem, or Malchus is Niknis Bahem, so the Rishonim say, what does it mean? It means the Matnas Kuhuna, that's involved with Matnas Kuhuna. In Malchus, it's the Dinei HaMalchus. In other words, it's those things which make a Melech into a Melech. You're not allowed to do this to him, you can't ride on his horse, ain't done in it. Done in Isai. There's certain ways to treat a Melech. Those are called the Kinyonim of Malchus. There's certain ways that you treat a Kohen. You give him Matnas Kuhuna, you mechabit him, you give him the first Aliyah of Hulu. That's what the Mishnah refers to as the Kinyonim of Kuhuna and Malchus. When it comes to the Kinyanim of Torah, the Mishnah speaks about a different kind of Kinyan. It talks about what do you have to do in order to be able to learn. So it doesn't sound like we're talking about the same thing. It sounds like we're talking about two different things. One is talking about what you do to get Torah, and the other one is talking about what a person has when he is a Kohen. What a person has when he is a Melech. It's not telling you how to become a Melech. Well, the truth is we all know. A Melech usually... his father was the king, and he becomes the king afterwards. A Kayan, always. Father was the Kayan, you become a Kayan. So, what we're calling the Kinyanim a different type of Kinyan. We're calling it the Dinim of Kuna, the Dinim of Malchus. Why are those called Kinyanim over here? And why are we comparing it? And I think it's Pasha. If you think about it, there's a big difference between the Mile of Kuna and the Mile of Malchus, and the Mile of Torah. And that is, that Kuna Malchus is taka something that a person is. And so when we talk about the Milo, we're talking about, so what makes, what's a keser? When we talk about a keser, we talk about Shlesha Ksarim. What's a keser? We all know what a keser is. A keser is a crown. When we talk about the keser of Kuna and the keser of Torah, what do we refer to? A crown means something which you put on the head of someone who's deserving, and it shows that this person is different. This person is more chashav, he's more valuable than someone else. That's what a keser is. So the keser of Malchus and the keser of Kuna are things that a person doesn't have to work for. He is. So what makes the job chashav? What makes being a melech chashav? What makes it chashav is the dinei hamalchus and the dinei kuna. That's the milus that it's niknas. It's very interesting. The Torah calls one dvar, the Mishnah over there calls one dvarim and one kinyanim. Over there, it's not, it's one milus and one kinyan. Over there, it's just milus. It's not a real kinyan because it's not a way to acquire. You don't acquire malchus. You're born, a person is a melech, he's a melech. You don't acquire kuhuna. And therefore, the milus are not the etzim dika milus. It's just whatever dinim that you have. By Torah, it's totally different. By Torah, you acquire Torah. And therefore, we can talk about a different type of kinyan. So what the Mishnah is saying is, the Mishnah is not just saying that there's more things that you need for Torah. It's a whole different type of Kenyan. Torah requires Kenyanim that we have to do something to prepare ourselves to learn Torah. That's the whole list over there. It's a list of things which we have to do in order to acquire Kesa Torah. And that's the truth. We all know that that's the way it is. You have Bachram who come to yeshiva, all kinds of different yeshivas, and some Bachram come and they walk away different, and some Bachram come and they walk away the same. That's the way it is. What's the difference? The difference is some Bachram make a kinyan and some Bachram don't make a kinyan. And that's the Ma'il of Torah. The Ma'il of Torah requires some sort of kinyan, some sort of preparation. It's not just something that a person says, okay, I'll learn Torah. A person could learn Torah, but he's not going to be kinyan that keser Torah. He's not going to have a kinyan in Torah unless he does the required steps. And that's why, when it comes to Shavuos, when we're talking about Kabbalah Satorah, so it requires preparation, because what we're coming to have on Shavuos is a Kabbalah Satorah, a growth in Torah, something, some experience which has to do with a kinyan of Torah, and that's something which requires preparation. That's what I wanted to point out from that Mishnah. This time, the diktuk in the Mishnah is a chash of a diktuk, but just by way of introduction. So now the question is, so what do we do? What's the preparation? What are we supposed to be doing in these days? And that you find the different svarim, different things. There are those svarim that talk about the memches kinyan ha-Torah. There are other svarim that talk about kinyan ha-Midas. That Midas is something that it's important to work on during Sfir Saimah. Right? Some people say, when they say Sfir Saimah, they talk about different Midas. Chesed, Bur, these things, there's svarim written about it that we have to work on. I'm not getting into the details, I just want to point out the general concept is that it's something we have to work to refine ourselves. And again, the question is this: what does Midas have to do with Torah? Why do I have to refine myself in this way before I come to Kabbalah Sater? Now the truth is, it's something that the Rishonim say, Rabbi Yoina in Pirkei Avos says, on the Mishnah Main Derech Eretz Ein Torah, he says this lashon. He says she'ena she'chenes la'olam beguf she'ena bal midas tevis. The Torah does not shochen. It means it doesn't rest. It doesn't mean that a person who doesn't have midas tevis can't read a Gemara, can't understand it, can't say a svara. But the way of connecting, if the Torah should rest in someone and it should be a kinyan by him and it should be real by him, is only if he first has midas tevis. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says over there. He says it's not something you work on afterwards. It says it's a preparatory stage to Kabbalah Sater. And that's what I want to talk about also, is why it is like that. What's the reason? We accept that it's true, the Rishonim say, but why? What's the pshat? It's very interesting. It's not a thought. The Gaon says that part of the golos of Torah, now we're in golos, the Gaon says that the Torah is also in golos. He says part of the golos of Torah is that you find sometimes Torah in people who are not roi lakach. It says it's not a natural state. It's not the way it's supposed to be. That's called the Torah and Golos because it doesn't belong there. The Torah belongs to people who have good midas, who are refined. Why? That's the question. So usually, when people speak about this topic, so they emphasize that the reason is because of the Kedusha of Torah. Because Torah is a davar kodesh v'nara. Chaim Volozhin writes about it. Everyone's familiar, I'm sure. That Torah is different than other things that we deal with in this world. Because even though it has some physical, not physical manifestation, but it talks about concepts, this world, new concepts, and the Bava Kama, and the Zikin, Malkus, Averis, different things that people do. But it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has a certain Kedusha. And because it has Kedusha, so therefore it can't go into a Kli that's not Roi Lekach. That's what a lot of Mefarshim explain. And I, you know, to some people talks, I think, you know, the concept of Kedusha, the hush of it, I just want to try to make it more real. I'm not going to say different, I just want to explain in a way that maybe could be more real for us and maybe could do more for us. So let's speak about this concept. When we talk about the Kedusha, what is it that requires that we need Midas? Okay, so I'm going to try to present it maybe in a different way. Again, it's the same concept, but hopefully it will be more practical and be more meaningful for us. Last week when we learned about Yom HaKippurim, so it says in the parashas in Kippur, it says B'zois Yoveyar Al HaKodesh, right? And it lists out the different things that Aaron comes in with in Avodah Yom Kippur. So Medrash says B'zois B'zchus HaTorah Shenemar B'zois HaTorah. Aaron, when he comes in on Yom Kippur, he comes in with the B'zchus of Torah. Sounds like a funny message. What? Yom Kippur is coming with Kabbanis. Where's Torah? Have a place. Yom Kippur. Right? So I think that, just by way of introduction, what was Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur was the holiest day of the year, and it was the day, not coincidentally, it's the day when Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the closest to each other, because that's what Kedusha is. Kedusha means that on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with Yidden in a way different than the rest of the year. We speak about Old Tam Yom Kippur, that's where Kaparas Avinus comes from. That's not what we're coming to explain, just that inclusion. Yom Kippur was a time where there was Korv. The Kohen Gadol never went into the Kodesh Kodashim. That was the Mokum of the Shechinah on this world. And the Kohen Gadol representing Klal Yisrael was able to go into the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur, different than the rest of the year, like we just learned. Because it was a time of closeness between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Closeness and Kedusha come together. It was the Yom Kodesh because it was a day of Kirva. The Kirva between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael only comes with the Sfus Torah. Avada, we went in with Karbanos, there was Avodah Sayyim. But it's Torah that makes us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's what the Medrash is saying. That the Sfus of Yom Kippur was through the Sfus of Torah. Because when we learn Torah, we're learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us what his Ratzon is, what he'd like us to do, what he'd like us to know about his runnings of the world, and we involve ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we believe. Again, it's something to talk about more in detail. Maybe we'll talk about it next week when we're talking more about Shem Bayechai and what Lag B'Omer is supposed to mean to us. But meanwhile, just to get the concept of what we're talking about today, that Torah talks to us in a way that other things don't talk to us. We're supposed to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're learning Torah. And that's why Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day, the most kadoshik day, that's why it could only be the Sfus Torah, because that's what Torah is supposed to do. Torah is supposed to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and draw us close. Okay? That's one step by way of introduction. Now I want to talk about the concept of Kedusha. And I think that when Marshall, when we read the parasha last week, parasha's Kedoshim, so the person is Kedoshim, we have to be holy. So, like, you know, everyone, they balk, like, you know what? I'm happy to be a good Jew, and this, I want to be holy, and this. It's, you know, it has, like, a certain connotation to it that's, like, sort of scary. It's, like, too much, too heavy, you know. You say it about people, they're holy, you know. Holier than thou, holy rollers, whatever. So, you know, we have these expressions because that's the way we look at it. It's like something that's beyond us. And I think it's a big mistake, and I think we're missing a very basic concept. There's a chashon pasuk at the end of Kedoshim. I know the Elam heard four parshas last week, so you know, when you get to the end, it's a little hard. But in the last pasuk of Kedoshim, the second to the last pasuk, there's a tremendous, tremendous insight which I think is important to understand. It says like this. That's the first half of the pasuk. You should be kaddish because I'm kaddish. That's pretty much what it says in the beginning of the parasha too. Kaddish to you, kaddish ani Hashem lokechem. And then it says, "Va'avdil eschem min ha'amin liyos li." I separate you from the nations that you should be to me. Question: what's the connection between these two ways of looking? It says, very nice, that's the way the parasha started. And then it says, I separate you from the nations that you should be to me. Also, very nice concept. What's the connection? And I think this is very important. The pasuk says, V'yisem li kedoshim. You should be kadosh to me. When we talk about kedusha, and we talk about being more holy, less gashmius, without getting into the details about, we'll talk about it in a second. It's not just to be something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying you should be Kaddish to me. We're talking about connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not just talking about, you know, being extra holy. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to connect to him, and that's what he's telling. When I'm asking you to be Kaddishim, so what I'm asking you is to separate yourself from things, worldly things, low-class things, because that's what the Goyim are involved in, not just because I want you to be separated, because I want you to live that way, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, because I want you to be close to me. That's how you'll become close to me. By separating from that, you make yourself close to me. this is, I think, what we have to understand about the concept of Kedusha. I thought about a silly marshal. You'll pardon me to say it's such a silly thing, but I think it's a good marshal. Imagine someone comes, gets married, and under the chuppah, so he tells the lady, Hari at mikudeshasli. One second. Mikudesh is holy. We never spoke about that on the date, about being holy. Oh, I want to be holy. Kaddish. What's the answer? The answer is, I didn't say, Mikudeshas li. It's true. Mikudeshas means, it's a man, it's place, it's Rashi. You speak about it in the beginning of Kedushin. What does it mean? It means that you're going to have certain restrictions. It'll be asar kulam. But why? Because you belong to me. I'm not coming to give you something that's just rules and restrictions. It's a way of making you connected to me. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said too. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us before Matan Torah, right? Which that's what we're moving towards Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Va'atem tiyu li mamleches chayinim v'goy kadosh. He said, I'm making you into my mamleches chayinim. That means that I expect you all to be like chayinim, just like chayinim have a certain amount of kedusha. Why? Because they're the Ivdei Hashem, and they're the ones who serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. I expect you also to be my Mamleches Kainim. I want you to be elevated. I want you to be better. Mamleches Kainim v'goy kaddish and a holy nation. Again, to me, that's what this pasuk is telling us at the end of Kedushin. Kedusha and Kurva Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu go together. Like we said on Yom Kippur. That's what we have to understand, that when we talk about this concept of Kedusha and raising yourself up, so we're doing it to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I talking about Kurva? What does it have to do with talking about Midas? So this is the next step that I want to talk about. When we talk about a Yid being refined and having good Midas, so what are we talking about? In most cases, if you think about it, so we're talking about lifting yourself up a little bit from the normal human frailties, right? A marshal. Mesil Shem, when he talks about Kinnun in Perek Yud Aleph. So he says over there, he says that a person should be jealous of his friend. It's just silly to think about what your friend has. And he says, this that we're describing is similar to what the Pasuk says about the Malachim and Lasid Lavoi, that they're not going to be Makani each other because they won't be Yetzahara. So what's he telling us? He's telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to be somewhat like a Malach. And it's true. We all know it's very hard to not be jealous of someone. But that's what the Torah would like from us, to rise above the normal human ways of doing things and getting caught up in silly pettiness and become better, become higher, become less involved in this normal human world and become a little more godlike, a little more ruchnius. Again, why? Because that's the only way to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. I want to be connected with you, but only if you have Kedusha. I always say over, the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedushim says, he says the 10 mitzvahs at the beginning of Parshas Kedushim are connected, that says the 10 mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. And he says over there, Kedushim is connected on Anochi Hashem Elokechem. Why? Because over there it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and over here it says Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ani Hashem Elokecha. So over here it says Ani Hashem Elokecha, and over there it sounds like he's making a hekesh. What does this mitzvah have to do with that? And the answer is Pasha. Because the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us to be Kodesh, because he told us on Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that there's a connection between me and you. If there's a connection between me and you, then in order to make that connection work, you have to be Kaddish. If you're not Kaddish, so then you can't be connected. So again, it's all a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just trying to bring us close to him. And that's what Matan Torah is. Matan Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood at Har Sinai and told us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he gave us the Torah as a way of us being connected to him. And so therefore, in order to prepare for that, we have to make ourselves a little bit more Kaddish. In what way? One of the ways is by working on ourselves and working on our Midas and improving ourselves in this way. Becoming a little less involved, the Rambam says, when he talks about Nekima and Nethira. So he says that a Talmid Chacham, someone who things are important to him, so he doesn't take Nekama because he doesn't care about the things that other people do to him. Chazal Abraham used to say the same thing in a more practical way, but the Rambam says it right in Hilchos Deis. Pascal Abramsky used to say, Talmid Chacham don't care about minor, petty things. It's not important to them. They have more important things. People who care about minor, petty things, and they have to get people back, and we have to settle the score. So it's a way of just being down in the dirt of this world. And that's what the Tikkun HaMidos is doing. Tikkun HaMidos makes that I'm not so connected with the small, petty things. I have bigger and better things. That's what a Yid is. A Yid is someone, a Yid who learns Torah. That's what we're moving towards. We want to be makabel the Torah. The Torah is giving him a different musagim. That's why the Torah is a crown for him, because it makes him into a different person, someone elevated. The same way you wouldn't expect a king to act in certain ways when you see someone of royalty, of lineage, someone who's distinguished. So they don't do certain things, because we understand that someone who's elevated, someone who's chashav, they don't do these petty things. It's like that with midos too. It's true that we have to do things which are sometimes, it sounds superhuman. But that's what the Torah tells us. And as Yidden, it's something we're capable of doing. Yidden are expected to rise above and be different. By us, there's no excuse. It's just human. In the world out there, we hear, listen, it was just human. That's the way people are. They get upset. They take revenge. They're angry. That's not an answer for a Yid. A Yid is expected to be misakin, to elevate, to bring himself up. I was thinking about it, you know, a story, something to tell. Now, a story came to mind about Rabbah Ber. Rabbah Ber had a Talmud who at one point was engaged to his daughter. And then Talmud went away to a different shiur. For whatever reason, he broke the shidduch and he stayed away in this yeshiva. And at some point he wanted a letter. I think it was because he wanted to get a position as a rav. So he sent a message to Rabbah Ber and he asked him to please write him a letter, you know, a letter of recommendation for himself. So Rabbah Ber sat and he wrote the letter. And then he called in two of his talmidim and he said to the two of his talmidim, he says, do me a favor, he says, read over this letter. He says, because I'm choshing myself that maybe I didn't write it 100%, you know, as positive as I could, because maybe there's something left in me, some personal negius or something. So please check over and make sure that I did a good job in writing a good letter for him. Instead, he was someone who was checking himself to make sure that, you know, that there was nothing left of any personal touch in this. That's someone who's working to move from being a human to being a malach. This is what we're told about Sfiras Haomer also, that the Korban HaOmer, right? That on Pesach we bring Sa'irim, Chazal that say it. On Shavuos we bring Chitim. Sa'irim was Michael Behema, Chitim is Michael Adam. Because we're moving from being a Behema, so to speak, someone who has Shaitas to Midas, that are the normal Midas, Kena, Taiva, Kavit. It's all normal human Midas, but someone who lives with those Midas is not so different than a Behema. That's not a Yid. A Yid is moving to be someone who's closer to a Malach, to someone who's a Mensch, a Ben Adam of the Torah, someone who's elevated from that. And that's why, in order to get to there, in order to come to a Kabbalah HaTorah, in order to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, the only way to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way is Ayidei, refining ourselves and being misakin ourselves. And it's something that we have to believe that that's the Metzius again. When we look in the world, we see there's no chachma like it. There's no such thing. When someone goes to college, they don't tell you, you know, if you want to take this class, so then you have to work on your midas first, you have to do. No, we all know. You could be a behema and you could do any class you want. It doesn't make a difference. But right, that's what's going on. No one ever got limited by the things they were doing outside. It's not like that in other chachmas. The Torah is not a regular chachma, because the Torah is our way of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we are not people who are ready to connect, so then the Torah doesn't work. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, that the Torah can't be shochen in a guf that's not refined midas. And this is something that we have to think about to prepare ourselves in this tkufa for Hashem. Yeshiva is full of good midas, and everyone says it, anyone who comes from the outside, anyone who's here on the inside. But in Mzarazan, we have to understand that this is where the work needs, one of the areas of work that needs to be done, is that we have to work to become a little more sensitive, right? We speak about Talmid Rabbi Akiva, that will in Nahog, covered Zebazah, and that's why they were Nifter in this Kufa. Again, it's not talking about that they were doing terrible things to each other. It means there's such a thing as appreciating a friend as a Talmud Chacham, as a Lamed Torah, someone that together we're learning in yeshiva, we're working together. He makes the matzav as much as I do. His comments in shir are as important as my comments in shir. It's a way of looking at people. It's a way of looking at people with kavod. It's a way of looking at life in a more elevated way, not to get into the silly details, nitty gritty, who did this, whatever. That's not the way a malach, an elevated being, looks. And if we work on these things, so then when we come to Matan Torah, so then Taka, we could be that mamleches koinim, the goy kaddish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make us into. That's all it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take us and he's saying, be kaddish so you could be li. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us. He's not telling us, do it because, you know, you should do it. I want you to be a certain way and that's the way you have to be. I want you to be a certain way because that way you could be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That way you could be connected to me. That's why this pasuk is so important. I'm just trying to draw you away so that you can be connected to me. And it's Shem should be Zaycha. That in this time that we have left, we should work on these things, we should work on our midas. And if you look in the Kinyanei HaTorah, you'll see that in the Kinyanei HaTorah themselves, there are many things that have to do with midas. Neisa ba'olam chaveiro. Neisa ba'olam chaveiro has nothing to do with Limud HaTorah. Neisa ba'olam chaveiro is because we have to understand the other person, we have to identify with the other person. It means I'm getting out of myself, I'm not just focused on myself, I can focus on someone else too. For a person to move from focusing on himself to focusing on someone else, that's growing out of being a regular person to being something somewhat malachite, to be some angelic. That's the avodah of these days. And Mirat Hashem, we should be zeicher, that we should work on it, and we should be kind of. And when we come to Shavuos Taka, we should be zeicher to do that, and that's kind of a great kaddish.